the conversations have been handled.
This is Nick Healy on ABC Radio Victoria.
Text on 0467 842 722 or call 1300 977 222.
Now, as I said, a little bit later this half hour, I'm going to catch up with the incredible musician Shane Nicholson, who's on his way around regional Victoria with a couple of guests, a couple of friends of his are coming together for what is going to be a pretty spectacular tour. Before that, though, Australia has quite the history of the political sledge, although freely acknowledges, I think Paul Keating seems to have delivered the lion's share of them. A personal favourite of mine would be the time he described John Hewson as a shiver waiting for a spine. But headlines and sound bites aside, a lot of campaigning we're seeing in Farah right now and should very much be ready for as November rolls around here in Victoria, a lot of it tends to the negative. This thing is bad, or my opponent will be bad at fixing this. And genuinely, that can be really effective when it comes to drawing attention to an issue or making a point. But there's some new research, and it reckons that there's a gendered element to all of this. Female candidates more likely to get a public backlash from being negative. Now, Dr. Charles Crabtree, Senior Lecturer in the School of Social Sciences, lead author of that study. And Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Happy to be here with you.
What did your research find?
Right. It's a great question. You pointed out that there has been this trend maybe towards negativity in politics. And we see this not only in Australia, but in other countries and in America and in the United Kingdom where we do this study. And we were really interested under what circumstances and what types of people actually engage in more negative campaigning, more negative language. There's work prior that shows that people who are incumbents, right, the people who are in office and hold power, are less likely to be negative because they want to portray a positive state of the world. They want voters to think that things are going well, right? They're not going to go out and talk, you know, say something like the economy is horrible. It's not in their strategic interest. They want voters to think that, you know, they should be very happy. They're living in a nice place. But we have found in prior work that the opposition tends to go more negative. So there was this party dichotomy that we knew about, depending on whether or not a party was in power, related to how much negativity they had in their campaigning. And we were interested in this project, which leverages data from the 2017 and 2019 snap elections in the UK, to try to understand whether or not the identity of an individual actually mattered too. So whether there was some difference in this particular case between men and women in how they portrayed the state of the world and how they tried to interact with frame things with constituents. And what we found after analyzing about 170,000 tweets by over 2,500, it's by over 2,500 political candidates was in the run-up to the election in the week that passed after each, we found that women candidates do tend to be much more positive than men.
Is there a backlash, though, if they do use negative language?
There is. So we think the reason why they're more positive than men is we took all these tweets and then we looked at how people interacted with them, right? How people replied. And what we found is that the replies were much more negative to women when women engaged in negativity compared to men. So there seems to be this strategic incentive based on how the public hears negative words and negative messaging by women for women to be more positive.
Charles, absolutely fascinating. And just very quickly, I know you looked in the UK. You're confident this translates to Australian politics?
I think to some degree. It's hard to know without the data, but I do think that it raises a really interesting question in Australian politics, which is we've seen over the past several years something very close to gender parity in, you know, many political situations across Australia, in the cabinet, in the parliament, et cetera. So it seems as if women here are being elected at the same rate as men, but our research suggests that they may have to overcome different barriers than men to do that, right? That maybe in order to win the same share of seats as men, they have to be much more positive, or maybe they have to change their behavior in other ways.
Dr. Charles Crabtree, thank you. Charles is a senior lecturer at the School of Social Sciences. Author of the study looking into the backlash that happens when you hear negativity from female candidates. Jade Benham, Nationals member for Mildura. Jade, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
What's been your experience going back to what you just heard Charles talking about? Is this a case of damned if you do, damned if you don't?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, to me, it just echoes the sentiment of society from time to time. And I don't really, I don't often buy into the gendered thing, except to say that politics within the Victorian Nationals, at least, has reached and surpassed